Welcome, everybody. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com, and my show is called Between Two Worlds. I'm coming to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And the weather out here is not too bad. It's actually scattered dark. I used to say scattered light, but I'm not in the daytime right now. But the weather is not too bad. It's kind of windy out here, and it's getting not too bad. A little bit cool, but the weather's not pretty bad. Not doing too bad anyways. But I'm here, and I'd like to welcome everybody in the chat room as well. They're coming in slowly but surely. And also, we do have a chat room here. If you're anybody who actually is listening in right now, you can actually go to the front page of bbsradio.com, the front page, and it says enter the chat room, and you can actually sign in under bt2worlds.com, or actually not .com, just bt2worlds, to sign into that room, and you get to get in and talk to me. Also, if you want to get to the fast chat, there's also a fast chat room available, so if you want to send a message to me really quick and say I have a question to ask, more welcome to actually answer them for you. Tonight's show, what I decided to do was to talk about animal totems. Now, a lot of people actually have spoken about, you know, what my animal is, and I've actually had these animals in my life, and I've always been attracted to certain animals, whether it's just horses or eagles or bears. And we've always had the idea of wanting to wear one or have one on our wall, a picture of, or the attraction of sound, feeling, and scent. And also, at times, we also will go by habits. We have habits of playing that role of, say, a pig. You know, your mother would say you live like a pig, or you run like a horse, or, you know, and you fly as a fox. These are all kinds of things that people work with in life. And I've always found that animals are very important to me as far as signals and sounds, as far as signs, as also messengers, and it's one thing we've always learned in life. And I'm sure a lot of you actually out there have had dreams that you've actually had a loved one, which is an animal of your dog or cat, favorite one that you've actually have had, or one or more, and that they've given you also messages through your dream. Because sometimes if you feel kind of out of sort, and you've always wanted to make contact with your animal who actually has passed away, or if you're out of sort having to get a message from them, that sometimes you like to get into your dream and get your attention, because sometimes you get usually a little bit off kilter in your dream. You become a little bit too drawn in, thinking that you should take action into something that may not be important to you. But animals do become important to us in our lifetime. They become also, at times you'll actually see an eagle fly above you or around you, even hawks. But they're all considered, every one animal in this world, are always considered messengers. And one thing I've learned about them as being messengers, they actually give us a wonderful feeling, a feeling where we need to understand, which is if there's any danger in front of us, or if there's any awareness of what's going on in life. And not every animal means danger, but we also take on the reflection of them. And we like to learn to be like them sometimes. Because some people always say, well, I'd like to come back as someone's cat, you know. Or I come back as someone's, as a crow, or I have a fascination to be one's animal. So I've always had that interest in my life, and I've always wanted to be an animal, but my wife always said to me that I was always an animal when I was young. And again, there is something that women used to reflect men about, call them animals, or, you know, something like this, or as big as a bear, or, and there's always something about people. So anyways, what I've learned in this type of being involved in animal totems. And before I go any further, I'm going to pass out the phone numbers to all of you tonight, because you guys can actually can phone in and ask a question regarding what is your animal and what do you feel, or if you have one that you already have been attracted to, I can give you an idea what the animal means to you and what its purpose is in your life. So the phone numbers are, and they're toll-free, the U.S. number is 877-876-5227. Again, I'll repeat, 877-876-5227. Now, if you look on the screen on bbsradio.com, on the screen itself, so you can see the phone numbers. Also, for the Canadian numbers, anybody who's actually from Canada, which I am, is 888-810-8322. A lot of eights. That's 888-810-8322. Anybody calling in from the international area, which basically all across the world, is the phone number is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Now, as you know, in my part of my life, basically my traditional background, I actually walk in bear medicine. So I always walk in reflection of a bear. The bear always teaches about springtime and actually have to basically learn about coming out of yourself in the spring. So you are learning to make the path work and work with you, and you start to create new energies in life and looking forward to nurture yourself through the spring. So basically what it does mean also too is actually all based on health. So in the springtime, anybody who is bear medicine should never start to eat meat immediately or heavily in the springtime. You should get into the berries and light foods and dark greens and salads, because basically that's what the bears have done. They would never eat meat immediately, actually, because it's basically around the fall time season the bear actually would eat the meat, store the fat for the winter to migrate, and which basically helps them rest through the winter season. So each of us goes through this type of stuff, and it is actually it's something we learn about in progressing ourselves in life regarding with the animal totem world. Now, if any of you actually are on that chat line and want to find out who your animal totem is, feel free to call in. And if you're unable to call in, just let me know. And how many people are in right now? Okay. Now, if anyone's asking for a reading, so let me know. If you are, just raise your hand. There's no hand in there. but anyways, it's if you want to go into the fast chat too, you can check in and say, can I have one too? Let me know if I have an attraction to certain animals. Or those of you who actually have an animal that you're attracted to, please let me know on the line. I can tell you what it means. So if you're on chat line, if you want to have an animal you're curious about, just have a chat with us. Now, the phone number for toll free for anybody calling in from the U.S. is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. That's toll free, so you can phone in. And the other number is anybody from Canada is 888-810-8322. Yes. Now, there's a person actually calling in to ask and say, is the bear a protector? Yes, it is a protector. Now, that's basically, I talk about the health regarding the bear, and the bear is also a protector. Basically, it protects you from coming to harm from anyone who actually has a physicality or a spiritual attack on you. You would never come to harm. But pretty well almost any animal is a great protector. But the bear is very, in my understanding, I actually walk in bear medicine. That's the way I was taught. But I was never allowed to eat bear meat because you don't want to eat your own kind. Bears never do eat their own kind. It's one thing I've learned. So my father's family, they used to go hunting. They used to hunt for bear, and my mom's side, they used to hunt for bear. And I never eat it. I never could handle it. Every time I would start eating a tiny piece of meat of the bear, I would get very sick. So I knew then that I was not allowed to eat my own kind. That's when I was a child, so I never knew or understand why. So I thought I had an allergy to it, but it wasn't that. Yeah, there are more than one bear or more than one animal that we do have in life. It's, let's put it this way. yes, we do have more than one bear, but I'll give you an idea what the bear does mean to all of us. It basically is treated with great respect, and of all creatures, it is thought to be one of the most like a human, which basically stands on its feet. This bear probably dies in its mossy woodland setting, and it may remain, like basically we talk about the some animals that pass away, people find a bear skull, or they will find different kinds of bones that are buried in the ground. I was going to mention that too. They're buried in the ground or on the ground. They left there. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, can I pick that one up, take it home, or what do I do with that? That depends on that person. It depends if you want to take that animal, part of those animal bones or skulls home with you. It depends on the area that you're at. If it's on sacred ground, I wouldn't touch it. But if it is found beside a tree somewhere and there's no one, you look at the site carefully and make sure there's no one. If the bear hasn't starved itself to death, it means there's no bear. You can bring it home with you. A bear medicine with skulls and bones are really good to protect you, also being your home. People like to put them on a shelf or place them in a very sacred place. It's very good to do. but for most tribes, bear is the most spiritual and potent of all the four-legged creatures. Being like a man in many ways, because it can stand upright on two legs, the bear would only be killed if no other food source was available and special ceremonies were held both before and after the killing. So many kinds of bears were found around the world, mostly in the northern hemisphere, and the pretty well most of the tallest bears are actually the grizzly bears, and those actually stand about 9 feet tall. And almost the largest, amongst the largest. Basically, I would say the most largest is actually the polar bear. I find it's even much larger than the grizzly. But anybody who's actually, not many people actually have a polar bear as a totem, unless you are Inuit from other places and in the colder regions. But again, bears' food consistencies consist mainly of berries, roots, and insects, though it feasts on salmon when the fish come up river to spawn. And being an expert fisherman, bear has no fear of water. And this piece, I don't have a fear of water. I never did when I was a kid. And it was bear who taught us native people which plants were good to eat. And we say that bear is the main creature who will lead us to medicine, and as it holds great knowledge of healing plants. Bear teaches us to balance activity with rest, and in winter it finds a secure den or cave where it will doze until springtime. This is a time during which it seeks dreams and visions. Bear shows us that it is vital to find quiet times to seek solitude away from the frenzied activity of modern life. This helps us to nourish our inner world, makes time for ideas, incites an inspiration to arise, and allow, and also to renew, our physical resource. So basically, we need to learn about dealing with this. In many tribes across the country, across North America, the medicine person will carry bear power, and bear claws are part of the ceremonial jewelry or medicine bundles which provide healing and protective energy. And that is exactly what I am. I actually am a medicine keeper as well. I do wear bear claws in different types of ceremonies and tradition as I walk in my daily part of life. So you'll learn a lot about different types of animals. The message about the bear, it teaches you basically walking softly and to harvest your strength and use your intuition to find the right path. And also, it's enormously strong and has been known to break into houses for food. And if you call on bear, you're feeling weak, if you're feeling weak or in need of extra strength. But never use it to invade another person's territory, because no matter if it's black bear or white bear or grizzly or brown bear, or even they're called, we also have another kind of white bear, which basically is called the Komodi, which is actually based on the island here out in BC, and they're very protected. They're actually the ancestor or the connected sister or brother to the black bear. And so they're pretty well variously on the same size. The other type of white bear actually is a polar bear. And we do have a red bear too, but I'm not sure what part of it. I think it's part of which countries I know. The red bear, I believe, is in the regions of Central America. So it's a variety of bear depending on what we walk with. And so these things happen. Now, I'll give you an idea about black bear. When I was camping on the reserve on one of the chief's lands that I was invited to stay at, there, my wife and I, we took our tent trailer and we parked it there. We were there for about a month. And one night, now having a tent trailer or a tent, if it's adapted very active with black bears, I mean, basically most people would never use a tent. But you have to understand one thing about black bears. They're far more dangerous than you think. How I know? Because they won't think twice of attacking you. If you're too close to them, if you find that they're they're hungry, they won't think twice of coming after you. And having to run away from a bear, good luck. But one thing I learned about being bear medicine, if you have no worries of them hurting you, they won't hurt you. I'll give you an example. When I was staying there, I was sleeping at the edge of the tent, the canvas part of it, and I can hear this big sound of the bear going, "Arr, arr, arr." That's what it sounds like when they're smelling the canvas. They're very, very strong in sound. And I had that bear smelling my head while I was halfway through my sleep. And my wife was looking at me, and she's saying the words, "There's a bear there outside." I said, "Well, I'm gone by morning. That's, you know, talk to you later, but I'm going to sleep." The bear never even came through the tent. Now, there are people that have been known to have bears attack their tents to get inside because they're looking for the food. Fortunately, that we weren't trying to invade them, so the black bears will protect, or will, did not attack me, but I've had, sir, heard so many stories that black bears have hurt people. And so if you actually have learned anything about black bear, or if you learn anything respectfully from a park, if there are black bears or any kind of bears that seem kind of dangerous, learn the rules and regulations by not having to hurt them or hurt yourself. Now, animals are very important in our lives, and especially, for example, there are people that said they talk about deer and wolf. Well, the deer talks about being dealing with tenderness. And the tenderness is having to learn to nurture yourself with love and being very tender, look at yourself more carefully, more kind, more sincerely. And it's important to understand that deer is nurturing oneself, being back into your, sometimes you need to look back at your childhood and being on, to honor yourself that way. That is very important. And that means you need, that means that the men out there need to start taking care of their girlfriends more often, their husbands more often, or wives more often, because it's time for them to be nurtured if the deer does show up more often for you. Also, the wolf is also a great teacher and teaches us about becoming the teacher. It is a teacher itself. The wolf is represents also motherhood, where if a child becomes a little out of, or basically becomes, we call a troublemaker, so to speak, and not being listening to what mother and father tells them, the mother will actually put the child in its place. So the mother wolf would actually take it by the scruff of the neck, or else it would bite its nose and hold its nose down so it would stop actually misbehaving, so to speak. And that's exactly what happens. So basically, to learn about being a wolf, or learning about wolf medicine, is basically it's curiosity. It is, they learned about stepping back in the background. They don't like to let themselves be known too often unless they desire to come in a pack. Wolves are known to be very shy, so they're not the kind of animal that you expect them to be to actually attack anyone. They don't attack alone. They would never hurt anybody because that's just the way their inbreed is. Now, they're the only dog-type animal that actually will walk on snow, and they actually have webbed feet, so they actually they won't sink through the snow. They can walk on top of the snow, which no matter how high it is, and they won't fall through it. And yet, even a common dog, it actually will walk in the snow, but it will fall through the snow. So the wolf is the only animal that actually has a webbed foot, and all fours, and they're much wider. And so that's why they're able to swim across water so easily without having to drown. So that's funny. Someone here on the chat mail, chat site said their dog heard me on the microphone and the dog's barking at the door. I was trying to make myself sound like a bear. Well, that's exactly what a bear sounds like. It's very, it has that huff sound to it. So anyways, now there are all other types of varieties of animals, too, that we learn about in life. And it gives us a nice symbol of understanding. Now, most of the people talk about, well, I think the most common one that they always wish they were connected to is the eagle. The eagle is the most common animal that is used in life, whether we, and for example, when I do powwows, I'm not a dancer myself. I was asked to be participant if I wanted to become a powwow dancer, but I have a calling, but I don't have the desire to go yet. I feel I have more to do here than I have to dance. But I do participate in powwows. And What I do enjoy doing with being at the powwows is because we all work in evil spirits, and evil medicine is very important for us. The evil represents vision and fearlessness and expansion. You know, in the Native American tradition, the eagle is the most sacred of birds, and it is one of the that flies the highest in order to reach the grandfather sun, the Great Spirit. Our eagle feathers also hold potency and are given in honor of acts of courage, and they are sacred tools used for blessings, prayers, and cleansing the aura. So basically, for example, if you are into smudging, anybody out there that understands smudging, whether you have an eagle feather or a common feather, and using different types of herbs in your healing bowl, in your mixture, which basically could be sage, jukegrass, cedar, tobacco, those mixtures, or even sometimes rose petals, depending what you're dealing with and issues, to bring some scent in the house. You burn that, you create a smoke, and you take your feather and you wave it outwardly towards the room. And you're basically cleansing, and you're cleansing the aura, whether it's around the person or the home itself, to bring positive energy back into the house or positive energy back into the area that's in your atmosphere. It's very, very important. And including, even for example, every day, people on radio, all our radio hosts, and even including the radio station itself, it doesn't hurt to smudge. If they haven't smudged before, it would help them a whole lot more. You bring that tension down once in a while, because you always have a little bit of tension in your shoulders, worrying about what's going to happen next show, who's going to show up, or if anything else happens that may not be, you know, will benefit them. Or, you know, some people actually do have these issues once in a while. We're not perfect. And the one thing I learned about being with eagle, it helps the great, gives us great strength. And that's one thing I like about the eagle itself. It brings great strength and its fearlessness. It brings courage and it faces life's challenge. And the eagle rides the winds, reminding us of all that we too can spread our wings and find freedom. And in my tradition, when I used to run a sweat lodge, and people who call themselves Christians, I have a few people actually question me, and they'll say, well, how come your people pray to the eagle? And how come your people, why don't you pray to God? You know, what's the difference? And I say, well, the eagle is a messenger. Like, we have messengers that are called angels. So we're praying. But some people say, well, how come your eagle is a messenger? What's going to happen after that? Well, what happens is that when you pray and ask the eagle to become its messenger, the eagle will fly as far as it possibly can through to the atmosphere, to the point where it will transform into that angel, become messenger of the Creator. And that's actually what happens. So basically we learn lessons to become who we are, and teaches us greater strength and understanding. And the eagle tells you to call upon the eagle spirit to lift upon you into a sunlit realms, and gives you the opportunity to awaken your inner and outer visions. It is often your gifts of courage and of freedom. So now it's time to take the flight and use the gifts that eagle has brought to you. Eagle also emphasizes male activity. It tells you that it's time to take action. If eagle happens to come to you in the opposite way, then you may have been too involved in material concerns or have allowed negative thoughts to predominate. It means basically it's time to reconnect with spirit and relax. Take courage and you fly. You know, you always hear that song called Fly Like an Eagle. Absolutely, it does work. You lift your vision to eagle's high vantage point. Now, one thing you learn when you're in, even when you dream time or even when you meditate, I do recommend anyone who wishes to meditate with an animal. In my area, I do animal totem healing circles, and I bring three individual drums. One is an eagle drum, one's a bear drum, and one's a buffalo drum. And the buffalo drum is the size of a powwow drum, which is 30 inches in diameter, and has a very deep sound to it, but it's a very, very heart-pounding sound, and it's very, very healing. All three drums are. But I get people to bring a blanket and a pillow with them, and they go through a meditation circle. So basically, you're in a medicine wheel, and I'm in the center of that wheel. I represent the earth, the mother. And I play these three individual drums, three individual rounds. and we'll play three eagle songs, and then the next round we'll play the bear songs, and then the next round we'll play the buffalo songs. Everyone has noticed that in each journey, they would take an eagle, and on that journey, they would fly with that eagle or even fly on the eagle's back. Some people were in the next round would go with the buffalo, and they would actually would ride on the buffalo's back, or they would see the whole story where the buffalo came into the journey. Or even the bear, how become people walk beside the bear, or sometimes they ride on the bear's back, or sometimes you'll see the bear in the distance calling them in to show them something they need to see. So this is what you'll learn. People learn to deal with finding themselves with an animal totem. Now, someone's also asked here, where on earth does one get sweetgrass? Well, basically, you can get sweetgrass if you are from Canada. You can get sweetgrass from Alberta and Saskatchewan. They grow it there, unless you know somebody who has a greenhouse who's actually growing organic sweetgrass. I'll tell you a story. It's so funny. Something you might have enjoyed the humor. Any of you actually knows what sweetgrass is? Sweetgrass actually, when it's braided, it looks like a braided hair. That's what sweetgrass looks like. It looks like braided hair. And it's about 2 feet to 3 feet long, depending on how long it is to do. Oh, I got power out. Okay. We've had this problem. We've had a power surge. Sorry, folks, I had a power surge, knocked out all my power. I was in the darkness for about 2 seconds here. I've been having this problem all day. We've been having high winds out here where I am. It's knocking out power. We've had just surging, knocking out my computer, I would say the fourth time today. Absolutely strange, because it takes my computer about almost like 5-6 minutes before it gets back started again. Anyways, let you all know where I was, Eagle Spirit. Now, I cannot see on my computer who's gone online, so don't go off the chat line. Just hang on till I get back in. You haven't lost me yet. If you're unable to get back in, please hang on tight, because I'm actually coming back through once my computer gets back up. Now, anybody who actually wants to phone in, please call in for if you want to get a message. You're most welcome. There actually were people trying to call in, and I actually had to get myself back on here. Toll-free number for the U.S., anybody wants to call in for 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Anybody calling from Canada, it's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And even those people out there international, across the world, it's 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. 3222. I also like to thank Dawn for keeping up the party, knowing that I'm not falling, that my show did not fall apart. so he'll always be on top of everything. And also, I'd like to wish also everybody a Happy New Year, which I almost forgot to say. Let you all know out there that I actually work also as a psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. So I do other things besides just working with animal totems, and I thought I'd just talk about this this week, because it's something that's very seldom ever is spoken of. Not many people actually do talk about animals and life, and what their path and what it means to them. So it is an important part of us to learn about what the animal means, and a lot of people, like I said before, have dealt with all kinds of issues. Now, sometimes we also need to understand one thing, too, is that we have one, two, three, four, five, six common animals that were always part of our life. One is the bear, the eagle, the buffalo, the wolf, the eagle, and the hawk, and sometimes the owl. A lot of people are afraid of owl. And the reason why they're afraid of owl, because in a traditional Lakota way, they feel that owl represents death. In one sense of the point, I respect that. The other sense of the point also, too, that the owl also represents the death of a spirit. That means that you're going through a spiritual transitional change, becoming what you call the normal citizen of this world, to become more spiritual. That means you're going through the awakening. That means you actually become more intuitive, more psychically opened, being ready to talk to the other world, basically people that are passed over. That's one who works with owl. One who works with owl quite often. And we have a call coming in. And what is your name? Where are you calling from?
Nevada.
Calling from Nevada?
Yes.
And your name is?
My name is John.
John, nice to meet you, John. What kind of questions would you like to have to give me?
Is there any way that you can do a reading?
Yeah.
Okay. It's for my wife. Would you like to talk to her? Her name's Phyllis.
Sure.
Phyllis?
Yeah. Bring her on.
Okay.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good.
What can you do, Phyllis?
Well, I had surgery 3 years ago on my neck and my back, and I haven't walked since. And I'm just, you know, really upset.
Okay.
I was wondering if there's anything I can do or you can tell me to do.
You've had surgery on your back and you haven't been able to be healed since?
I can't walk.
You can't walk. Are you
no.
in a wheelchair?
Yes, huh?
Okay.
I can walk a little bit on a walker, but that's it.
Okay. Now, can you feel your legs?
My left leg, yes. My right leg is kind of numb.
Kind of numb. When you had the back surgery by the surgeon, were you just dealing with a back injury and then all of a sudden they screwed something up?
I went in to have my neck operated on because I'd been in an accident and they said part of it was broken. And they did that. And then they found some fluid in my spine. And we didn't want to have the surgery, but he threatened to tell Medicare that, and then my neck surgery wouldn't be paid for, you know?
Okay.
So, in other words, we went into the back surgery, you know, not wanting it really.
Okay. So your question is you want to find out if you can actually be healed on your back.
Yes, uh-huh.
Feet. You know what? I want to give you hope. And I want to tell you, yes, you will have that will happen for you.
Okay.
But you need to find a healer. You need to find somebody who actually can work with you and open up your linings, your lineages of your energies. What's happening is,
how would they do that?
You have a lot of blockages, and even though you think you have nerve damage, I'm not seeing complete nerve damage.
Okay.
Okay. It's almost like you ever heard somebody actually having fibromyalgia? You ever heard of that before?
Well, I have, what do you call it? No, I don't have that. I have something else.
No, I didn't say you did. Have you ever heard of somebody having fibromyalgia? People were always in pain because basically the medical doctors don't know what fibromyalgia is, and I'll tell you why. The word fibro means fibers. Myalgia is a Latin word, means I don't know. Okay? They make up a lot of words that if they know they screwed up in medicine or they screwed up through a surgery, and 9 out of 10 times, I'm sorry to say, but it happens quite often in the States. A lot of doctors don't, you know, they're into this Medicare thing, and they're into this the power trip, but I don't want to go into the power trip part. What I want to go into is faith with you. I want to let you know there is someone out there who you will meet. It's a female. She's going to help you with your body. Now, I want to say she does acupuncture. Have you met her before?
I've heard about it, yes.
Okay, have you been in it? Have you been involved in it before?
No, I have never had it.
Okay, what I want you to do, I'm being told, is for you to get to see, it's a female, and so I'm told her she's a female, and to see her, and she does acupuncture.
Okay.
Okay, this will benefit you to help you with your healing, with your back. I'm guarantee you'll be back on your feet in no time.
Oh,
you may be looking about a year or two, but you'll be back on your feet properly.
Yeah, because for the last 2.5 years, my husband's taking care of me because I can't do anything.
How old are you?
I'll be 74 in May.
74?
In May, uh-huh.
I
know I found you, huh?
I'm sorry? Say that again?
I said I found young, but I'll be 74 in May.
Okay. You do sound young, but you know what? You can still get better. I've seen it done. There are people out there that are good healers, and acupuncture is very, very well respected in the industry.
Do you have anybody in Nevada you know about?
In Nevada?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but if you look up... you can actually look in the your phone book may have your yellow page, I guess you call it yellow pages in the States.
Uh-huh.
Look under acupuncturist and make sure they have a Better Business Bureau name, like it's like a Better Business Bureau. Make sure is that it that they come highly recommended. Make sure you check them reassuredly.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Okay.
But you should not have any. It will improve. Your back will improve, but you need to believe in yourself that you become successful at what you'll be able to do to heal.
Oh, boy, I hope so.
Okay? Just trust God and trust yourself, and you'll know. Have faith, my dear. It'll get better.
Okay.
Your body's not going to weaken out, but like I said, the lineages have shut down, and you need to trust that.
Well, see, my hip is weak, too, and also my leg keeps wanting to go out to the right.
Well, because you've had so much pressure put on you, that's why it's taken so long.
Yeah.
And it's basically, it would start to deteriorate.
Oh.
You don't want to give up on that. You want to start taking care of that area.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So that's what's important. I would say for you to do, right, and that, like I said before, is you've got a chance to get yourself down to see an acupuncturist, and you will benefit a whole lot more, and because I've actually worked with a lot of people that are elders, have gone to acupuncturists and they've done a fantastic job. Because what they're going to do is when they do it's the way it's done. They open up the lineages and give you a little bit more. You'll find out how much energy you have left inside of your lineages of your body.
Oh, I see.
Okay, they try to open it up more. And it's kind of, some people don't understand why, but that's just the way things are.
Yeah.
They have a hard time, like even the medical industry doesn't understand how it works, but it works.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So I feel that you'll feel a whole lot better once you try that. Seriously, try that.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
My husband's got diabetes, and his feet on the bottom, it's just like walking on gravel. They hurt him real bad. Is there anything he can do?
Yeah, if he's got diabetes, that means, and his feet hurt?
Yes.
On the bottom?
Yes.
That means he's got type 2. That means he may have to go on insulin.
Yeah.
Is your husband overweight?
Not really, uh-uh.
Not overweight? Okay. What
if
his feet are still hurting, that means that he's got to That means he's got to I just want to see what part is it now. Now. Just looking at a part here, his feet are hurting.
But he's on insulin.
He's on insulin? That means he's type 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Exercise is important. If he is actually a herb that is basically used in the herbal stores, and it's for the internal system, anybody who's got diabetes. Okay? It basically, our body starts to deteriorate inside with diabetes. We have our glucose, it breaks down, and you need to build, not glucose, you don't want glucose, but you're trying to build up the, now I'm getting my medical terms, but there's a name for that. Oh my God, what is it? Oh, I forgot what it was called again. But tell your husband he needs to go see a herbalist.
Well, here, let me let you talk to us for
okay.
just a second.
Are you there, John?
He's listening to you. He's on a computer.
Okay. Which one is John?
Pardon me?
Is John on the chat line?
Yeah.
Which one is he?
Pardon?
Which one is John on the chat line?
Oh, he's on the top. What one are you on, John? BBS? BBS Radio.
Okay. He's gone to my room, Between Two Worlds? BT Two Worlds?
John? Answer.
Hello, Derek?
Yes, John.
I'm listening to you on the computer.
Oh, okay. What I want you to do is go to a herbalist.
Okay.
And they will help you with your diabetes even more. There's doctors that give you insulin, but you also need to understand that you need to learn about herbs. It'll help even heal the body just as much. And you'll end up slowly taking yourself off diabetic, off your type 2 diabetes eventually. But you got to get yourself to a herbalist who actually will help you with the body to heal what's inside.
Okay, and they'll tell me what herbs that I need to
Yeah, it'll help you with your glucose kicks in too high. And because as we get older, our body starts breaking down some, and you probably had too much sugar in your system when you were young growing up, and your body starts going into different, like we're always eating fatty foods. If you start eating deep fat foods, that causes more diabetes problems. You need to get into regular common chicken with skinless chicken, eating dark greens like your salads, that kind of thing is basically eating smart food. And you'll start noticing it a lot different, and you can still build up your strength and not overdo your glucose. Your blood sugars can be controlled. But a herbalist can actually do an extremely good job for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust me, I know, because my wife, she knows her stuff. And I've learned a lot from her. I've got books and books and books and books of... Because we have diabetes in our family, because Aboriginal people are also... 80% of our people that are Aboriginal are diabetic.
The American Indians, right?
North American Indians, yeah. Anybody who's we call ourselves Aboriginals or Natives or Indians, yes, 80% of us are diabetic.
The Native Americans.
Any Native American. Also, if anybody's got a type, your blood type is A negative and A positive, are also susceptible to diabetes.
Yeah, mine's B.
Are you type what, B?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
so,
blood type B.
Blood type B, yeah. So basically, yours is not hereditary. Yours actually was initialized. But basically, you actually created your diabetes by probably not eating proper food growing through the years.
Yeah, I'm probably consuming a lot of alcohol, too.
Yeah, well, that's another part of it, too. You can do more damage to yourself. You got to stop that.
I found out that it improved once I stopped drinking. I stopped drinking 20-some years ago.
Yeah.
But like you said, when you get older, it just seems to increase for some reason. You don't do the exercise like you were talking about.
Yeah, your glucose is lesser than, or your glucose, your, the body breaks down inside because we have lesser certain program proteins. I forgot what the name's called. My wife would know if she was here. But I've learned so much. When I did a diabetes conference about a month ago, I was up far north, and I did a diabetes conference for the First Nation. And I learned a lot there because there were so many doctors and then so many herbalists and so many people that are sharing their stories, what they dealt with. And a lot of people said a lot of diabetes was started in their families because they were eating a lot of deep fat foods. And everything was fried in butter heavily. And everything was baked in butter and fat heavily. So that's, again, where we actually have that problem with our health. We need to start taking care of ourselves more. So basically, I was told before I reached the age of 40 that I would be diabetic. I'm 50 now. I was one step ahead of myself by not becoming diabetic. I made sure I took care of my health because my father's diabetic. He's 73. My father's diabetic, but he became a diabetic 2 years ago. He's been on insulin for 2 years now. But he was a 300-pound man. And he kept on saying, no, nothing wrong with him, nothing wrong with me. And he always had sore feet, a bad sore back and sore feet. When he found, and then one doctor he went to, regular doctor, went to him, and he was his family doctor. He said, oh, nothing wrong with you, Grant, nothing wrong with you. You're just because you're overweight and you fell. And when you said you fell, you hurt your back, and it's been tormenting you, crushed disc all your life. When I told my father to get a second opinion, he got a second opinion. He found out later, that doctor told him, let us try something, Grant. Boom. He gave him an insulin shot. The pain in his feet went away. So basically told him that he actually had diabetes. He was type 2 diabetic. That's where the pain in the feet are. That means his body is fighting back, trying to recreate itself, to heal itself, but doesn't know what to do with it. If you're consuming alcohol, being diabetic is worse because it can actually shorten your life even faster. You want to make yourself live longer. You're trying so hard, you want to do everything good for your wife, but you're not taking care of yourself. So you got to start taking care of you as well and nurture yourself. That's where the bear comes in. The bear has to teach you to nurture yourself, and the deer comes in to teach you how to nurture yourself. Your wife can get better if she wants to, but she has to make the intent to do it. So both of you have to go to one, you get her to an acupuncturist, two, yourself, get yourself to an herbalist, and you'll start to notice a big difference in your system. What I'm going to be doing in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to try and get a lady friend of mine to come online. Her name is Joanne Giroux. She's called the Wild Woman Herbalist. This woman here is so outstanding. I've seen her cure people. And we use the word cure. Cure people of cancer, AIDS, MS. Okay? She's so phenomenal. Her grandmother taught her how to pick the roots, the berries, certain things put together, and she made herbs and helped people heal.
Now, how do I get a hold of her?
You can find, she's actually in Canada here. She's in Maple Ridge. And she can also help you with your diabetes.
Okay, she's on the...
Oh, she has a website of her own. Anybody who wants to make contact with her on her website.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put it on the line here, but it's under. She's under listed under wildwomanherbs.com, H-E-R-B-S, wildwomanherbs.com. And
okay,
she's very good at what she does. I've seen her work. She's absolutely outstanding. There's very few of these women around and very few people that are actually can heal. But she's excellent at what she does, I'm telling you. You make contact with her, she'll tell you exactly what your body needs. She's an absolute fantastic medical intuitive. Okay.
Okay.
Can you see that online now?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
Okay.
I would
just contact her with that number, wildwomanherbs.com, W-I-L-D, woman, W-O-M-A-N, H-E-R-B-S, herbs as in herb, .com. You contact her website, you go see, and her name is Joanne Giroux, and she will help you. Tell her I sent you, and she'll help you. So give an idea what your body requires.
Okay,
need some help, contact this woman. She's absolutely fabulous.
Okay. I've got her website down as
wildwomanherbs.com.
Wild woman, okay.
Yeah, well, she's a wild woman.
She's a wild woman, huh?
She's a wild woman.
Wildwomanherb.com.
H-E-R-B-S.
And her name was?
Joanne. Giroux. G-I-R-O-U-X. No, I'll write down.
Joanne?
Giroux. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what Joanne can do, like I said, she's fabulous at what she does. She's good at what she does. And
okay.
Some people say, well, you know, it's sometimes it's not a good idea to prescribe. Well, you know, I don't prescribe. I advise people to find someone to show them what their body requires. Each part of the body vibrates to certain medicines and herbs. Each body requires what it consumes and what it needs, not to double up on what you need, but basically to understand how the body vibrates to heal. The body can heal itself, but you need to know how to heal it by having to do the research on the herbs and the medicines that have come from this earth that will help you. Now, I use the herbs from the earth, and I am healthier than most average 50-year-old men because I know how to take care of myself. I learned by my elders' teachings. Okay?
Okay.
And learn about, it's called smart eating. Learn about smart eating. Learn about the traditional ways, and you'll feel a whole lot better. I also recommend that you get into juicing. Okay? And get buy yourself a juicer. They're called Brayvilles, and they're the best ones going. And they will help you as well. Okay, the Brayville juicer. They're the best ones doing. You can make all kinds of fabulous high oxidant drinks that your body requires to create energy back into you. Anybody who's diabetic will notice a big difference in their life. They feel a whole lot better.
So drink a lot of juice.
Yeah. What your body requires. Find out what your body can handle. We all have certain connections to what we desire in life for certain foods. So basically, do your best to see what you can handle. Like I said, go see a herbalist. A herbalist will tell you what your body requires, especially if you are a diabetic. They'll check you, find out what you are allergic to certain foods and what your body requires. With diabetes, some people that are diabetic can have certain kind of fruits and vegetables. Some can't. Depends on what they deal with. But once you begin to balance it, it becomes a lot better, and it will totally improve.
Well, they'll be able to tell me what kind of fruits or vegetables
yeah.
to juice, right?
Yeah, they can help you a whole lot more than you think. Because, you know, a lot of times we don't want to have everything taken away from us, certain foods we can or cannot eat, but you can change your foods around some and still enjoy it. There's butters out there that are not even made of real butter. It's actually made of a soy. There's butters that are made of vegetable. We actually have a vegetable butter made butter here. It's made of vegetable, not made of cow's milk.
And what about the margarine? That's no good.
Margarine's not good for you. It's the worst. It's pig fat. That's higher on swine than it is actually in beef.
You know, I've noticed that if I eat apples, that my eyesight improves.
Definitely it does. Apples do. That's why if you get yourself a juicer, you can put apples. I'll tell you what you need. Your body needs apple, cranberries, and an orange. And you put those three together in the morning as your breakfast. The cranberries will also give you energy. So you'd be surprised how much you can gain in this. A lot of energy, and you'll feel a whole lot better. In fact, sometimes you feel so high in a way that you don't require. And you can make yourself a juice that actually stops you from being hooked on alcohol. You can make yourself a juice. That actually you no longer are needing alcohol. You'll actually walk away from alcohol completely.
Hmm.
I'm not kidding. It works. I've seen it done. And also, you find out, if you make contact with Joanne, and she'll even get you on the herbs that will help you stop drinking alcohol. Within a week to 2 weeks, you're no longer being interested in drinking alcohol whatsoever. You won't even have the addiction. Anybody who's a smoker, no addiction. Anybody who's a drug user, no addiction. That's how good she is.
I've got to get a hold of this wild woman.
Yes. Good at what she does. I'm not kidding you. You can go to my web. You can, actually, if you need to make contact with me, everybody out there, anybody who wants to make contact with me, my website is whiteskycloud.com, whiteskycloud.com, or if you go to my email, which is whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. Anybody wants to email me and let me know that they have any questions they want to ask regarding health or any kind of questions in the future. Now, I have to close the show pretty quickly here because we're almost close to our closing time, so I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank you, John, for coming on. And give me a call on my email, and we can have a chat more.
Okay, Derek, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I can thank everybody for coming online to the chat line, and I've had a really good night this night, and I apologize for we had a power surge in my home. I lost every contact with people for a little bit. It was very brief, but it did work out well. And I'd like to thank, also want to thank Athena Miller. She's a friend of mine who actually sings this song at the beginning of my show and end of my show. And she's been part of my program here with her wonderful angelic voice. And anybody out there who's interested in actually getting her CD, man, I'm telling you, she makes your voice, it makes you absolutely feel like you are so at peace with yourself. When you go to my website, whiteskycloud.com, you'll hear her voice. And if anybody wants, anybody's interested in buying her CD, you can go to her page, thetamiller.com. And also, I'd like to thank Don. I'd like to thank the station, bbsradio.com, for allowing me to come on, for being here as well. And I'd like to thank God and thank Creator for allowing me to bring everybody together here and to share my wisdom. So I'd like to thank, I'm so excited here. This is so fabulous. Anyways, guys, take care of yourselves. Look forward to talking to you next week. In the meantime, in between time, 8 o'clock next week, next Tuesday night, 8 o'clock PST. This is me, Derek White, Sky Cloud, your friendly neighborhood psychic medium and paranormal investigator. Take care, guys. It's been a fabulous night. Bye.